boutique show where she gets it. That's the one I want to go, a big tub like that.
The tub at Ace Island was maybe 5 feet.
Yeah, okay.
And there were two people in the stall.
Testing.
You're live, Earl. You ready?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, and everybody be sure to talk into the mic, because we've been having trouble with the recordings.
Put tape on.
My sister's tape.
Hello, hello.
Okay, it's working.
We have a quorum. We're gonna give them a few more minutes, just in case. We do have a quorum, though.
We aren't talking about lighting tonight, correct?
About what?
Lighting.
I'm gonna pop again, then.
Call to order. Bisbee Sustainability Commission meeting. Special session for adoption, possible adoption of the proposed community sustainability plan and amendments. Roll call, please.
Earl Dunn?
Yep.
Helise Dubnyk, sorry about that.
Here.
And Peter Gaffer is excused. James Richmond is coming. Joan Hansen and I are here. Let's see. Theodore Ruff?
Here.
Emily Vardaman?
Here.
And Evie Wood?
Here.
Very good. Call the public. We're overwhelmed tonight with nothing.
Nothing.
So we'll pass, move on. Discussion and possible recommendation for a city, for the mayor and city council to adopt sustainability plan proposed by the Community Sustainability Commission, plus amendments. Public hearing.
Why don't you do those amendments, potential amendments first?
Well, when we get to discussions, won't we cover that?
You do have a one, it'll be fine, Earl.
I would suggest doing it before your public hearing.
Before the public hearing?
If you want that as part of the plan, I would suggest doing that prior.
Okay.
And then open it up to the public and...
Ted, would you go over the amendments that you have submitted?
So...
Microphone.
Oh, microphone. So, first of all, I sent it out by email. I don't think it's in there.
What's that?
What I've got in front of me is not in there.
It's not been amended.
Right. Before we move on to this, I'd like to ask a question. The last meeting that we had, I thought we had already adopted the current version. No?
So did I. I thought we all voted to do that.
And to send it on to the mayor and council.
The city attorney had council had given us council that it needed to have a public hearing prior to going to council, so that's why you're hearing it today. Here again.
Okay.
We did vote to send it on. And to the best of our knowledge at that time, we had properly fulfilled the requirements, and it came back that we had to have a public meeting, which is tonight, for a new major city policy.
Okay.
So the way we left it in the last meeting, we thought that that was the current version.
That's correct.
And then through the rest of this year, we were going to work on different sections, amending them. So given where we are at this point, I think I would suggest that we proceed with what we did last time and go ahead and accept the current one. And then go ahead and proceed like we talked about last time with through this year, work on providing additional details. in that, and then perhaps we should hold another public meeting at that time when those amendments are completed. Because if we have to have a public meeting every time there's amendments, there's going to be a lot of versions.
The only time that you have to have the public hearing is when it is a finished product that you want to present to the council. Then you have to have the public hearing. I thought that the changes that were made were for the version that we had, that you wanted to go forward now. If it's not, then you're absolutely right. Let's continue with what you have, get that approved, and then you can discuss the amendments.
Because I don't, because your amendments aren't incorporated anything yet, correct?
Correct.
And I don't think Peter's are here either.
Right.
So I think the only thing we're really prepared to go forward with this at this time is the completed version that we had last time.
Right.
And then is it true that if we amend a section, change it around, do we have to have another public meeting or no?
Yes.
Okay.
If it is going to be presented to the council.
Yes.
Otherwise, you can do your meetings, do your amendments, approve your amendments, and then once you've got all the amendments for that time frame or whatever, and you don't think you're going to have any more for a while, then you have to have a public hearing.
Okay, so at this rate, it could take us a year.
Let me get this clarified in words that I can understand. This is a living document as we're submitting.
Absolutely.
A living document means that it's going to be changing from time to time as we discover more elements or we have something that's we need to modify. It would seem to me that it'd be in our best interest to collect all the changes and then do one meeting, special meeting a year that we send up if we're going to change for the change of the policy.
That makes sense to me.
That way we're not doing this every month or every
months. You wouldn't be. You can go ahead and talk about your amendments and say, okay, we're going to amend it, put it aside until you have all of them, and then when you have all of them collected, do just what you said.
Then.
But you can talk about them and
understood.
Bring up,
but it's the submission question and the special
sessions
that I have in question.
Yes. Yes. Is that clear?
Yeah. Okay.
So I agree that for tonight we should just stay with what we've got. Send it to the council, get it approved. Then we know what's actually happening, and then we can start tweaking it.
Exactly. Then you've got the document that you can start to amend. Yeah. So I was wrong when I said that. I thought that you wanted those amendments in what you were going to submit to the council. If that's
now,
not the case, then just...
That's why it's taken an extra couple of years, is it? What are we going to submit?
Right. And so I agree. Get this one done, and then you can start all over again.
I was not aware that you had amendments.
We're working on them.
Okay.
So at our last meeting, we thought we had two charges, was our understanding. One was to come up with some sort of letter addressing sustainability in the new town hall, which I think has all been sort of overcome by events at this point in time. The second was to start working on the infrastructure section of the sustainability plan, because the thought was that we needed an implementation plan of some kind to go with the policies and the strategies. So we were starting on that. However, because of the city hall at that point in time, that seemed more timely. We kind of spent our first time on that instead.
And by implementation plan, we're really looking at the strategies and saying, okay, here's a policy, How do we get, what do we do with that policy? What does that mean? And put some strategies underneath it. Do this, do this, do this, do this. So what we were looking at doing, and then Ted had a real good idea, then put a, how do we measure that? Well, once a year, look and see if one of the strategies is to look at LED lighting at the end of each year. Have we done anything? Have we moved forward on that? Why haven't we moved forward on that? You know, what the holdup is, or how successful is it, or things like that.
That would be a part of the process.
Yeah, but I mean, but, yeah.
Right, but today we're just, and I don't know what, since there is no public here, I'm not sure what the obligations are to accept the draft that we thought we were submitting last time.
The purpose of this was to get the input from the public, any changes, any modifications, any subtractions that needed to be.
Arizona laws are set up to where they're trying to encourage the public, the public input, and have that they've got these opportunities. Whether they choose to utilize them or not, we still have to go through the forums and have these public hearings to where they can give their input.
So what do we need to do tonight? Can we fulfill the public hearing?
Yep, we'll have a public hearing in just a moment. And it's a real simple process. Earl, I think, understands it. If not, I can guide him through it as we go.
So I think, Earl, your suggestion was, what you wanted to do first is clear about the best way for us to proceed is to have the public hearing on the current version and then discuss amendments to that version afterwards, since that's going to be a process that's going to take some time before we want to have amendments to submit to the current version.
Correct.
So do we need to have a movement to have the public, does somebody need to move?
A motion to...
Let me go through the steps here and then we'll get to that. Call for any staff reports. Do we have a staff report?
You have to open the meeting to a public hearing.
I thought I did that. But public hearing. This is a public hearing for the...
This goes before the public public hearing. Number one with the call for the staff report.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You guys have been... How long have you guys been doing this, Earl? 5 years?
Yeah.
5 years and you guys have got a plan. You've got a really good group. I'm really happy with you guys that you've been able to get it together and put the plan together. And we spent a long time chasing our tails. And we were having monthly meetings and very little was getting done. And you guys don't know how good it is to work with a group like you. And you guys can be proud of what you've done and what you put together. Yeah, Earl knows exactly what I'm talking about. But you guys have done a really good job and keep up the good work. And we finally getting a plan before the city council. That's a very important moment for this commission. And it's been a long time coming. Thank you.
Oh, don't I know it.
Joe, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. I don't know if you could speak. I don't know if it's because of the echo or what, but I don't
Thank
know if
you,
you can
because
speak.
I am also.
You know, in this room has, there's certain places I sit and I can't hear you guys either very well. So that's probably, you got some weird acoustics there.
It's acoustics. You really got to pump it up in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speak up.
I said I'm really proud of the group that we have right now, and you guys have come along. You guys have got this done in a relatively short order, as opposed to how long this commission has been working on trying to come up with a sustainability plan. You guys can pat yourself on the back. You've done a good job, and it's a continuing work. Thank you.
And I would also like to acknowledge Todd Bogate, who brought us all this way. And without him, and thanks to Earl, we continue.
Agreed.
Todd's input as an architect was quite useful and quite helpful to us. Okay, declare the public hearing open and receive comment.
Gavel.
No comments?
You got a gavel there?
Gavel. I heard that.
Don't break the desk.
No comments available. Declare the public hearing closed.
Just a minute. Oh. Can I just ask a question? Have you received any comments or anything from the public?
I have not.
Has anyone from the commission received any comments?
No.
I mean, I heard somebody said they might want to come, but obviously they didn't make it, so.
So should I close it again? Reclosing the public hearing. Call for commission discussion. I believe we've done that pretty much, but I'm open to anything else that we need to talk about.
I mean, I'm sorry, because I couldn't make the last meeting, so, but I, you know, it looks like it's a pretty good thing as it is, and as long as, you know, and implementing more strategies would be a good way to, you know, to make it even better, but I think it's a good thing to start with.
I think it lays a foundation where we can grow the plan from there.
And that's what we really needed here, is a place to start, for the city to look at and say, wow, here's a plan, here's some ideas, and think about what to do.
My girl said it's a foundation, it's something you guys can build on.
That you guys can build on.
Yeah.
We're just submitting. What a lot of this...
Your work has just begun.
What a lot of this is going to be about is there funding for these particular chapters to put this into place.
But it gives something specific to look for funding for.
Well, we've got to focus now. We've got a work list and we've got to focus, which we went 2 years without no idea, no work list or anything. We will probably eventually be moving into grant writing, or at least grant applications, and finding the right people that would find the money to start implementing some of these issues or items into place. Some of these chapters and some, even one little section, now some chapters are going to, could probably take quite a bit of work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Others, not so much. We just, you know, go to the council, say we need the $2,000 to put some extra books in this, into something, and away it goes.
Oh, somebody might be here.
Here we go.
Oh, okay.
That's no help.
Oh, it's just Jim.
I mean, it's a help, but it's not a help.
Also, I noticed that there's courses in grant writing. I think Cochise College
there
offers
are.
It, and,
and I've taken some, and the problem I've always had was who to approach the grants.
As in what?
It wasn't city-related.
Who would the city do approach?
Who would the city approach if we want to accomplish a certain thing here?
That would probably be one of our next steps. If we get a project going and we research it and we say, well, we got this, we...
Who funds those kinds of things?
It's going to cost us much, but we're going to need an engineering study to find out how much it'll cost to lay in a pipeline or to... Okay. We'll get estimates to see, you know, just kind of a rough guess.
Mm-hmm.
Then we find out what's going to cost to get engineering services for a feasibility study. And
we do that, or the council does that?
That would probably be us sending the recommendation up to them. And then it'd go to city manager and public works at some point. And they come back and say yes or no, or they'll tell advise council yes or no. And if it's a go, then we start going a little bit deeper into the finding for that particular project.
Or does the city manager find funding? I mean, who is it that...
They'll tell us. They would.
And
tell
you
us.
Can get does a lot of help from the different departments in the city that have done things like this before.
Okay.
Not the grant writing, but the research. If you can get with, you know, public works, if appropriate, or finance, or the city manager, if you're looking, okay, you know, do you know of any grants or this? So don't try to do everything by yourself. Seek out the resources that we have available. Now, having said that, also be aware that they're also very busy people too, so it's not going to be something that they're going to drop everything and do that, but they can assist you along the way.
Do we have a grant writer in the city?
No, we do not at this point. We have someone on contract. So that's...
And do they take commission if it's successful, or do we have to pay ahead?
Well, that would be something that we could talk to the city manager about.
The point is that once we identify something that we're going to put our energies behind as a group, once we get all the problems worked out of it, we sell the idea to the city or to the council, or probably even go to the city manager and say, we're working on this right now. Should we send this on up to council for approval? There's going to be different strategies for different problems.
Yeah, I understand, but my concern is if we get everybody all excited, everybody wants to do it, we don't have a grant writer, so then we contract with this grant writer who charges us $12,000 to write a grant, and we don't get the grant, and we're out $12,000. That's why I wanted to know...
I wouldn't be concerned about that aspect.
That's really beyond us.
State of our finances, that's...
That's beyond us. At that point, it's given to city staff, and it becomes their project to implement. If we come back and do some grant writing ourselves and submit that to city, they would still review it and modify it.
Sure.
Once you have decided that, you know, this is the direction that you want to go, and you want to go more in depth, that's when I would have tried to get a meeting or have a meeting with the city manager and the appropriate departments to see exactly what they're doing, so we're not duplicating also.
Because of open meeting laws, it could only be one or two of us.
That's correct. That's correct.
It can't be a quorum, so that you can't have four people. Okay.
Because that would be work groups.
You know...
This is our license to walk. We've been crawling up until now, trying to figure out what do we want to do, what are we about. Now we're going to get up and move into new areas.
Well, also, I was going to say that Serena used to be Sullivan. I can't remember her married name
Casey.
Now. Casey. Anyway, so, you know, she was working on, and other people were working on Eco-Oasis, and they opened that, and I know that they, you know, got a grant to start that, and that, I mean, that's like an example of you know, something that is community sustainability kind of stuff. And so, you know, she might be somebody good to talk to, even.
Absolutely.
Serena, we could probably, if she was so interested, could probably be on sustainability with a waiver of living outside of the city limits.
But I think that she's pretty busy right now.
She's got her hands full.
Right. It's between a kid and family and the whole thing.
We could have an ad hoc meeting with three people to go and get ideas from her as that direction when we start heading down that path.
You have a number of options.
There are.
But the big thing is to make sure that the city is aware of what you are doing so that you're not duplicating efforts, because there may be doing something similar or along the same, you know, the same lines. So you don't want to be doing the same, you know, duplicating the work.
That's why we'd like to have somebody from Public Works attend our meetings.
Yeah. So who would we go to? You would go to the city manager.
The city manager?
Yes. And then whatever appropriate departments that would be involved, and more than likely it's going to be
Now, we've had a problem, and I'm not going to say don't, but we've had a problem with so many people going down to City Hall as just commission members, and it just ties up the city manager's time.
You need to do that as a coordinated effort, absolutely, and not having one person going and then the next person. It needs to be done as a committee with people who are selected to go in, rather than him explaining the same thing.
When you say committee, are you talking about the three-person work committee? Then when they take it up?
Right.
So everybody agreeable to that?
Yep. I don't think this committee has done that anyway. Or in any
Not
way,
now.
Okay.
So I've successfully written three grants in another state.
Ooh, okay.
It was not a difficult process. in this other state, which is Delaware, the state would have a program. In my case, these were all clean water grants. And federal monies would be made available to the state, and then the state would be responsible for administrating it. So the state would sponsor a series of annual meetings on clean water. And then we as local representatives, I was an elected official at that time, would attend these state meetings, and the state would publish the grant requirements and criteria. And it was really not a difficult process. We would simply follow the instructions and assemble the data and facts, draw the drawings, and I was successful each time I submitted, so I'm 100% record.
Okay, Coach.
But that was, that was for a very well-known program. I mean, the Federal Clean Water Program is very well-known, and I can't say that I would have the similar success for something that was totally unknown, but I did not find it difficult.
It seems like there are also, there might be less grants available. I know usually the federal government gives grants to the states, et cetera, and I think that there might be less of that available in this administration. That would be my guess.
So I wouldn't necessarily assume that. Some grant monies are tied to other federal programs, and the federal programs continue to be funded. Historical preservation grants, for example, are historically tied to federal offshore oil leases. I don't know what you feel about offshore oil leases, but the federal government does does get money from those, and then by law, they're required to grant it for certain programs, historical preservation being one of them. So I don't think necessarily, I agree with you that.
Well, I was talking more about like environmental kind of stuff, the way they've been talking. I mean, I think they're kind of dismantling it. But anyway.
I wouldn't make any assumptions, that's my
okay.
point.
Okay. I'm open to
but what,
any possibilities.
Sorry, I apologize for coming in late, but what types of grants are we talking about?
We haven't got to that point.
Okay.
It's just the idea of what do we do
in general
now with the sustainability plan implemented, what will be the next steps, and I was pointing out that we'd be going into our topics in depth and then to the point of where the most of them will need funding at some point down the road, and how far do we go with the grant and grant application process, or does it get turned over to the city once we do a rough outline?
Right. Also, not all grants come from the government. There are private foundations and public interest groups that provide smaller grants in their area of interest.
Right.
So you can get community development planning grants and things like that.
Yeah.
But that, we're just doing an overview. Where do we go from here? Now this is in. And then we did have a discussion on making changes and addendums. And so what we're going to do, what we didn't make a motion on it, but it's an informal agreement that we'll collect all of our changes and addendums and then submit them once a year for special session to council.
It sounds like a reasonable part.
Yeah, instead of having a special session every time we've got one. All right, I'm using your sheet here.
Yeah,
you're using my microphone.
That's what
All right, that was any other commission discussion?
Different topic?
Any topics, as long as it relates to the sustainability plan. That's our top, that's
the
our.
The submission of the sustainability, right?
Yes.
There is a mission statement, and we.
Because we're still in the discussion of submitting this to the council and the mayor, correct?
Yes,
so
that's what the discussion should be about.
So that's, yeah.
I thought we already did that. I thought we voted at our last meeting.
Yeah,
so that was the other part that you missed, was that it did go up, but then we found out it was determined that there needed to be a public hearing before this was submitted to the mayor and the council.
Okay.
So this is our public. So we just had our public hearing before you came in.
Oh, okay.
And it was closed.
Okay.
And so
basically we're
just fulfilling the requirements of the
got
law.
It.
Yeah.
Again, I apologize for...
Basically, we're done.
I apologize for the...
You didn't miss anything.
You ought to quit.
Well, I might have had something to say at the public...
So our discussion right now was relative to any public comments, I suppose, since we had our discussions last time?
Well, I'm going to allow for a call for commission discussion if it relates to the sustainability plan or anything, any concerns. And I think we've covered a whole lot of territory here. But I'll keep it open for anything else that we need to deal with that answers any questions.
I have a question about the submission to the council. Do we have to give a presentation to the council?
Everybody has gotten a copy of the plan.
So, but do we need to have like a PowerPoint that explains major points and, no?
I would say no at this point.
Not unless they request it or the city manager wants us to.
Right, exactly.
Then that's going to be probably on me or anybody else.
But you do need to have somebody at the meeting to talk to the plan.
And probably more than one would be helpful.
Yeah.
So which one of us?
One.
Yeah, when is the meeting?
When would this work?
It has not been put on the agenda yet.
Okay.
Because it hasn't been, we didn't have the public hearing, so I would say probably not before April, first April, or the first meeting in April.
I think that's a reasonable time.
I thought we got a notice about it being at the next city council meeting as well after this, wasn't it?
When the public notice that was put out included the date of the city council meeting, if and when it passed this commission, which I assume it will, that it was predetermined, but it was April, whatever. I don't have the notice in front of me, but it was noticed at the same time for the city council meeting and the sustainability commission meeting.
And I hate to be pesky about this, but
it's not on an agenda for the city council.
Can we assume that there will not be a presentation required unless they ask for it, and then we'll be given sufficient time to prepare it and hold sustainability commission special meetings to go over the presentation? Is that a fair assumption?
Yes. They're not going to ask for a presentation.
They're not?
You're going to ask for one?
I said, I don't think the city council is going to ask for one.
I don't think they will either.
They're going to go over they're going to read the plan, and they're going to put a lot of trust in the time and effort that you guys have put into this. That's what I suspect will happen.
Any additional staff comments?
Yes. When the motion is made, there's a possible motion that's written down there, and some fool who's wearing a hat left the Planning and Zoning Commission on there. So you need to, when you have that possible motion, please say community sustainability instead of planning and zoning.
Okay. Yeah. Should we just reaffirm our vote from the last meeting when we said we approved sending it up? Or do we have to redo it?
You redo it.
Okay.
Excuse me, but your point when you said that in the notice of the public hearing, you said after approving or recommending the sustainability plan to the mayor and council, the city council will be holding a public hearing regarding adopting the proposed sustainability plan on March 20th. So that's next week.
Is that carved in stone?
Assuming that it is approved.
Tonight? Okay, then it will be carved in stone.
Let's carve it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I call for a motion. I move that the Community Sustainability Commission recommend that the mayor and council of the city of Bisbee adopt the proposed Community Sustainability Plan.
I second.
Who's making the motion?
Oh, I thought you just...
I made the motion. Who got the first second in there?
Point of order, the chair cannot normally make a motion. However, the chair did it properly. He said, "I call for a motion," and then suggested a motion. So we need somebody...
So somebody make a motion.
Somebody make a motion. You can say, "So moved." That would usually do it.
I move that the...
Community Sustainability.
The Community Sustainability Commission recommend that the mayor and the council of the city of Bisbee adopt the proposed sustainability plan.
Second.
Who seconded it? Emily seconded it. All in motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Well done.
Boy.
This is just like a high school civics class. I love it.
That's what it feels like.
Makes you young again. Of course, you're already young.
All right.
We're going to make sure that we can get on the agenda.
We close staff comments.
What's that?
Okay. I'm not staff, just kidding.
Agenda item two, discussion and possible action regarding implementing the recommendations for infrastructure in sustainability plan.
So do we actually do that now, since we said we were going to, like, collect recommendations and then on everything?
Well,
or do you want to do that now?
Regarding implementing the recommendations. We can go through this, but I don't think we should add it to the sustainability plan that we just approved.
Yeah, that's what I mean, because if we have other things...
But I want...
We can talk about it, though.
I want to open the discussion on this and see where this will go, and then in the future, we'll put in the change.
I put that in there based on what was in the action agenda from your last meeting, and they was going to be mentioning it was going to be working on infrastructure, so that's why I put that in this meeting.
That was what we wanted on the agenda for this meeting, was to at least discuss what we were doing.
Want to do a review and see where we're going with it?
I think, yeah.
Because it's open right now for...
Sure.
Right. Do you want to start? Okay.
Who was the lead on infrastructure?
I don't know that we had a lead, but I think I've just been nominated to speak.
Works for me.
So my recollection from our last meeting, and we covered this a little bit, I think, when we were first started we're just before the public hearing, but we left and we understood that we had a charge to do two things. One was to draft a letter to the mayor and or the council regarding the Sustainability Commission's interest in what was going to be done about City Hall. That letter was drafted. I think, however, that letter has been, and Earl, I think you said this, is that letter has been overcome by events at this point in time because of the status of funding that's available for City Hall. So the letter did not go forward?
At this point, the letter is just kind of like in limbo, just like the rest of the considerations are for what we're going to use for permanent City Hall. When they make a decision, if they buy a building from the county for a City Hall, then we will implement a letter or modify that letter to ask them to fund
green or LEEDs or energy efficiency into the building. If they're going to build a building, then we need to back up even further to make sure that the LEEDs or that type of energy efficient specifications are written into the building contract. At this point, it's looking very seriously like they're not going to rebuild City Hall. They're going to, we're waiting on a letter from a structural engineer stating what the condition of the concrete walls are. The walls were not built to code, and it's highly unlikely they'll be able to use those existing retaining walls or walls at all. And they would have to build a second building inside, and that concrete structure would just be like a facade, and it was like twice the cost. I want, as personally and as chair, I want to see that letter go forward, but I want to see what the city is going to do, what they're going to commit to for a City Hall structure.
Okay, that makes sense. Makes sense.
Is there, does the city have a timeline for that decision?
No. No. They're waiting for, like, insurance companies, structural engineers, county to make offers or bids. There's a whole lot in the air. So I'm thinking when we have our next meeting in July, in 3 months, is it? We may have a better focus then. And if, go ahead.
Can I just add something? There is an ad hoc committee that has been established that has an architect, construction historian, and several other people, community or economic development, and a couple of other people on it. I'm not exactly sure how many, who are looking at this, at City Hall and what some of the options are, right, and how to go forward with it.
And aren't there grants, but, talking about grants, I mean, there are grants for historical preservation, for redoing building, no? Not really?
They're looking into all of that. And, okay. And I only know of one meeting that they've had. I don't know if they've had anything else after that since I've been out of town for a while. But that's where it is now. There is an ad hoc committee looking at the issue. And I really don't want to say any more than that because I get bits and pieces, and I don't want to give you that information.
So Earl, kind of where I was going, and you just kind of said that at the end, was do we want now to make sure that discussion of that letter and perhaps even approval of that letter, if the timing is correct, gets put on the next agenda in case something does happen so that we can discuss it then?
Yes.
But presumably, mm-hmm, that if nothing does happen, then our good discussion could be, well, we're not ready yet. You know, that's just the end of that discussion.
Well, I don't, yeah, time, not right? Knowing what the letter says, it depends on how you framed it and what you're really asking for. If you're simply, or not simply, but if you're asking to be, for the sustainability committee to be involved in the, either the construction or the modification of the building for City Hall or whatever, or, you know,
what I would recommend.
To make sure that sustainability is included in any type of discussion as far as City Hall is concerned. I'm not sure what you're asking for.
What I'm going to recommend is that a couple of us go to the ad hoc committee's meetings, because that's supposed to be open forum, right?
I don't believe so. I don't know.
I believe so.
It might open
meeting law.
It's an ad hoc committee, so I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know.
Well, nonetheless, we should be involved with it.
Well, that's something that you're going
to... We don't have to be on it, but we could be there for what it is. Yeah.
That's... Then, yeah, I don't have an answer for you, Earl. You're going to have to talk to the mayor or who is the one that appointed the...
I agree. We should we should talk to the mayor and get one or two people from this committee to at the very least make a presentation.
Or just listen and see where they're wanting to go, and then we develop our input.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean it's going to be accepted, it just means that.
So, not, my recollection was that the letter was fairly general in its recommendation, that it's fairly general in its recommendations, and that what it asked was for the sustainability committee to be included in the planning process. So it wasn't, we weren't really giving specific recommendations, it was more asking to let us know what's going on, which sort of ties with going to the ad hoc committee meeting.
And let's regenerate that letter.
Yeah, and I think it also asks to always consider sustainability when making plans, designs, changes.
And check it out in the sustainability plan.
Right.
Because I think we already specified that in the sustainability.
Yeah, it is in there.
Plan,
so.
To follow those guidelines for any city building, new construction, and retrofitting. If possible.
Yes.
So if we should kind of, you know, if the sustainability plan gets approved, that should be an automatic.
Okay.
Now, if we've got a letter that we can send up, that'll give us better clarification, and I will hand deliver it if we need to, saying sustainability should be involved in helping create construction.
So a question of process here. So how do we go about, so today is our meeting. My sense is that we're not prepared to vote on the current draft of the letter. How would this committee, or this commission approve and send a letter forward at this point in time? How would that be done? What would we have, what would be the steps in order for us to do that?
Can one person or two people be drafted to create the letter and we all just say, yeah, do it? Or does this whole committee have to look at the letter and approve it before it goes out?
I think it'd be a good idea if you just appointed a couple of people to work on behalf of the commission to present your ideas to the ad hoc committee. And that would enable you to be represented.
So how do we ask? We send somebody to go talk to the...
That would be me.
Partner. Okay, that would be you.
Yeah, and anybody that wants to go with me, as long as you don't have a quorum.
Go with you where?
To the mayor.
The mayor, okay.
And
that's, I would, that's who I would start with.
Okay, so okay. Earl, will you find out and then...
What am I finding out?
Finding out who this ad hoc committee is and how we talk to them?
I'm pretty confident right now that if I had a letter in hand, I can carry it.
Oh, okay.
Would you guys like to designate somebody that's going to be representing you? That'd be a good point to take right now.
Is anybody good at arm wrestling?
Yeah, I'd be willing to arm wrestle.
I don't think it's going to take a lot of arm wrestling.
In all likelihood, I could carry it up, and anybody who wants to go with me can.
So, is not to belabor the point, but
labor it. That's
how does the letter become our letter? Is what I'm really like.
Yeah.
Is there a signature on it? Does the committee vote on? Does this commission vote on
that's
a letter?
What I was asking.
Do we do what Emily just said and bless you and Emily to create this letter and carry it forward?
I would be carrying it up informally.
So there would be no, it doesn't need a signature.
Anymore. I'd have to sign it.
And you'd sign it, okay.
But it'd be informal because it was not a full commission approval.
Okay.
Then if we have a work session, get together for 5 minutes, everybody likes the letter, yeah, no, change this. Would you approve if we put this change in it? Yes. Put the changes in, I sign it on behalf of the commission and take it up.
Do we have a copy of this
letter?
No.
It went out in December.
Oh.
It went out to the commission.
Joe, did it go to you?
It may have been on the...
Did what go to me?
It
I guess I don't know what you're asking.
I remember getting it from Emily, but I wasn't going to do anything with it until I got it from you.
But I thought there was a whole conundrum about, a whole issue about that because of how it got out and then it had to be, and it was resent out then after that. Because it didn't go through the city before it came to all the council members and then, so we just did, so I guess what I'm hearing is that we need to send it back to Joe and have
Joe distribute it.
Let's just do that so that it's all.
Joe distribute.
Yeah, let's start fresh.
Then we can review.
Okay.
And even if you feel the same letter is right.
And do you have that letter that you can do it with?
I can, I'll send the letter to Joe.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
How about that?
We're good.
And then, so if I send the letter to you, you send it to the committee, then if you two want to make any changes to it, you can, and then we go from there?
Well, I'm going to include you in on the changes because you're, did you draft the letter?
The three of us did.
Yeah.
Myself, Emily, and Peter.
Then I would like you three, if we have inputs, I send my inputs back to Joe. Or Evie would send them to Joe or you. And then Joe sends them out to you guys. You make the changes because you're the origination of it. And then that way you guys would be satisfied with what we want changed or not satisfied. And then send it back to Joe and then we'll go from there. Now, well, the reason for that.
No more than three people involved in it, though.
We're not making.
Oh, I know, yeah, I know.
Right.
But it's.
So I think we're way overthinking this. I think.
Yeah.
I think all you have to do is, Earl, you just.
I think you just need to talk to the mayor and ask him.
Yeah, just, it doesn't need to be this formal.
I've talked to the mayor. I have talked to people, and God bless the mayor, he's got his hands full with a million things. But I'd like to see it in writing and give it, pass it on in writing because that kind of is a good memory jog.
It's more official.
And it gives us a track record.
I think you could write it on a napkin. Dear Mayor, respectfully request a member of the Sustainability Commission attend your ad hoc meetings. Thank you.
Well, the paper.
That also.
And I wouldn't put the phrase on behalf of or anything like that. You're the chair. You can identify yourself as the chair, but you don't have to say on behalf of. You're just requesting it. Earl Citizen.
Yeah, I mean, I sat in on another commission meeting just, you know, to find out information. I mean, I can do that. I mean, any of us can do that as part of the public. Now, this is an ad hoc committee.
I don't know what the rules are on it.
But, you know, you can always just ask the mayor if that's okay. That's it.
And what would I be asking the mayor?
To sit in
if you
on
can
the
sit
ad
in
hoc.
On the ad hoc.
I intend to. Anyway, as far as the ad hoc, I thought that was kind of behind us. But a letter of the recommendations is what you're putting in, right?
Oh, I don't.
Okay, now that's totally different from what.
Yeah. See, we've moved on beyond you.
Well, yeah, you didn't take me with you.
We want to do both. We want a formal letter saying, remember sustainability.
Requesting involvement, formal involvement.
Yeah, and then we want Earl to ask David, how do we get in contact with the ad hoc committee?
Yes, you move beyond me too.
Thank you, I'm not the only one. I didn't realize that you wanted to give them actual recommendations. But well, I don't even think that they're at that point yet.
Well, or be allowed to sit in or something. So we want to know sort of what's going on.
I understand you and about 5,000 other people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe not that many.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't think so.
Yeah.
They're not coming up with concrete plans yet. I think they're deciding, they're making some primary decisions that you guys want to be more involved with the plans when their plans are being made, not deciding whether or not we're going to rebuild here or where we're going to go.
No.
Those kind of things, I think, are beyond your purview, aren't they? I mean, beyond what you're really going to be interested in.
They're not at that level.
It's not.
They're looking at all the different options and trying, and actually trying to give the city, the citizens of Bisbee, these are the options that we have. And this is what it's going to cost. This is, you know.
Right, and I remember at a city council member, the mayor talking about that.
Yeah.
You know, that the issue, you know, the money issue came up about whether this is going to even be financially feasible to do this or anything.
Right. And they're looking at all of that, and they're discussing that, all of that, with key players that know, that have knowledge in what it's going to cost for construction, for architecture, for what it means historically, economic development. And I think they've got a couple of citizens in there too, but I'm not even sure who all is on that committee. I know a few of them, but I don't know all of them. So.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything else?
Ted was giving me the stink eye. I mean, he's coming.
Are you with us, Joan?
I've been with you until you took off on another trail.
We knew what we were talking about.
So, yeah.
So I do have a question in this regard. Can we be reasonably certain that what we want is already in our sustainability plan? I'm asking for yes or no.
I think it is, yeah.
So if it is.
Yeah, we already said.
We've already sent them.
Well, they haven't approved it yet, but.
Right.
Yeah, if they approve it, then. Yeah.
I can understand how such a meeting of an ad hoc committee might not be open, because there might be discussion of contract issues, there might be discussion of proprietary pricing, there might be issues of avoiding potential litigation, there might be all kinds of things for reasons they might not want to open it. Then those people are legitimate.
Then they can always ask you not to be in the room for that part of the time.
Executive
session.
Or they could just, yeah, but I don't know that they're, I don't know what other rules they're constituted under. So I'm just saying there could be legitimate reasons to say, no, we'd rather not.
It's not a sitting committee or commission or, I can't remember what the third thing was. So I don't know. I'd have to go back and look and see if there's anything that even covers ad hoc committees.
Do we know unless we ask, though?
Ask who?
But I just don't think we need to ask in a fairly formal way. I think a simple letter by Earl would be enough. I really do. I don't think we need to overcomplicate this.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to get all we want initially is a yes or no. We might want to be thinking about what happens if the answer is yes.
I'm going to have to start bringing my open meeting laws with me. I don't know why I didn't bring them.
So,
the ad hoc is committee would be, they'd fall under this, I believe. All meetings of any public body shall be public meetings, and all persons so desiring shall be permitted to attend and listen to the deliberations and proceedings. And that's Arizona Revised Statute.
What is that under?
ARS 38-431-01.
Covering what?
Hmm?
Covering what? City meetings?
Arizona's open meeting law.
What's the noun in the, any meeting of, what's the noun phrase after the, any meeting of, what's that say?
I'm sorry.
I think it said any city meetings or.
Any, all meetings of any public body. Okay. And if you've got an ad hoc committee or commission and they're making decisions affecting anything to deal with public funds or public.
They're not.
If they're making recommendations.
They're gathering all the options. I don't know, Earl. You could be right, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
So I guess the thing is just to ask, and that's...
Thing is, we'll just ask if we can join, if we can be involved with it.
Yep. All they can do is say no.
It's like a little extra, yeah.
Advisory committee or subcommittee means any entity, however designated, that is officially established on motion or order of a public body or by the presiding officer of the public body and whose members have been appointed for the specific purpose of making a recommendation concerning a decision to be made or considered or a course of conduct to be taken or considered by the public body.
Okay.
That's ad hoc.
I know, but what has that got to do with...
You've got to follow open meeting laws.
What, is that under the same statute?
This is under, yeah, 38-431(1), or I.
There you go.
And make sure you read the whole statute, though. It might have a section that says, exemptions or prohibitions. You got to be careful. You got to read the whole statute.
I don't think we should be taking time to do that. I mean, we can...
Yeah.
Well, the point is...
Your letter, talk to the mayor.
Point is, we're just established that it's an open meeting.
Well, ask the mayor about it.
And then I'll talk to the mayor about it. Why should we... You know how people are... Some people want to go after open meeting violations.
I know. We're kind of straying off of our agenda also, and that's... I think we're straying off of the agenda.
We're in a gray zone, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I would still like to have a copy of the letter, even if we don't submit it, that gives me the outlines of what we want to follow and track on. I like black and white better than gray matter. My gray matter is getting grayer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Are you satisfied?
Yes.
Everybody?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
You asked me if we're all satisfied. I told you what I prefer. You're overcomplicating it, overthinking it. You don't need a copy of the letter reviewed or made by the committee. You just write it out yourself.
I just stated that I need a copy of the letter from my memory.
I don't understand what the difference is. If he gets a copy.
I don't want to go on the record with a formal procedure.
But
that's my opinion. I'm only one of the commissioners, so don't worry. You're okay.
Send me a copy. I'll just have it in my back pocket if I need it.
Right, okay.
We won't be submitting. All right.
So then sorry.
Anything else on agenda item two?
Well, I was going to go into the second part of what we thought our charge was. The letter was the first part of what we thought our charge was after the last meeting. So, and that's the second part of the charge was for us to start to rewrite the, not to rewrite, but to sort of flesh out the infrastructure section of the current sustainability plan. And one of those aspects was to come up with more specific means of implementation. And so we've started on that. However, the letter sort of took precedent because we thought that was more pressing at the time, even though afterwards we found out that it hasn't been. So I think Emily has made some edits to her section, but her computer is not with us at the current time. I've started making some edits, and today I sent out a draft. I sent to Joe a draft of kind of where I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of format? Because I wanted to ask, is that the kind of format that we think we want or not? And then I haven't talked to Peter since our last
working group meeting.
Peter's our writer.
And so work with Peter on getting a format on how you want
this, to. This is the format that we came up with. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to run it by everybody else and see if you liked the format.
Has Peter seen it?
Well, yeah, he was there at our working group meeting.
What do we want to do?
So I guess, so at this point in time, I guess since we...
Use your microphone.
So at this point in time, perhaps what we need to do is bring all of our edits together and submit those to the commission far enough in advance of the next meeting for the entire commission to read those edits is where I guess we are.
Perhaps, and that way you can see the format that we think might work better and the kinds of suggestions we're tying to each of the goals and such.
Let me shift gears here a little bit. Let's move it out of agenda item 2 and move it into commissioners' recommendations for future agenda items. And then let's bring this up on the agenda on the next meeting.
Okay.
So how is it you want to spell that out for that, or do you want to let Joe know later on that how we want to put that on the agenda?
Perhaps we should wait to tell Joe how we want to put that on the agenda, because I almost think first perhaps we should collect what we've done so far, send that to Joe so he can send it to the commission as a whole, and depending on what any comments are back that would have to go through Joe, then that kind of tells us where we'd be for the next meeting.
What would we call that? Infrastructure review for the sustainability plan or strategy?
And suggestion of how to rewrite the entire plan, how to relook, a method of relooking at the entire plan.
Are you talking amending?
Some will be amendments, some will be a rewrite, so it's organized differently. And we have ideas for that, and we'd like to share that with everybody.
I'm going
to
call this sustainability plan amendments and changes, and then we'll work on that.
Yeah. For discussion of,
yeah.
Discussion and or action on.
Okay.
That sounds good.
And lighting, please, on the next agenda.
Yeah, we asked for it for this one, but it was too short of a time. Discussion.
And my question, I guess I can ask now about the lighting. I wanted to send meeting notes out so everybody can see it. Can I send it also to like Andy and the mayor, or does this committee have to look at that first? I mean, I feel like I want to share what I learned.
I'm not really allowed to discuss this. We'll talk. I'll tell you after the meeting.
Okay.
We can't discuss it because it's not on the agenda, the present agenda. Sorry.
We're under recommendations for future agenda items. So we should put that on the agenda.
I guess, yeah, I'd like to report on what I learned.
I'm going to scrap it down, report on streetlight LEDs, and that's where we'll launch that project.
Okay. Yeah, I've got that written down already.
And of course, my whole report is on my ill computer.
Any other items we'd like to have on the next?
No. I'm like missing something I have to go to, so I don't know. If
are we ready to wrap up?
Yeah, I mean, unless, because I'm like,
I think we're ready.
No other items to add to it?
Nope.
Okay. Staff comments?
None.
Motion for adjournment?
Second.
First it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I make a motion that that we adjourn the Community Sustainability Commission.
Second.
Meeting.
You got a second? This is one of the.
Just make a motion to adjourn. You don't have to go.
Oh, okay. Motion to adjourn.
You should hear our motions to adjourn.
We done?
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, and I didn't mean to.
Well,